Without some type of animal ID, an outbreak of mad cow disease or foot and mouth in the country could create havoc amongst health officials who would be scrambling to figure out whose animals were infected. To get ahead of that problem, the first phase of the pilot project involves identifying farms and other facilities that have livestock of any kind, like dairy animals, hogs, or sheep. Susan Barocher is the administrator for management services at the Department of Ag. She says without a tracking system, lots of animals may have to be destroyed.
If we can quickly track and really locate where that animal's been, you're going to be able to quarantine just what that animal's come in contact with.
Barocher says that premise ID part of the project may be up and running by October. But designing and locating a 7-digit ID number on the animal will take a couple of years. Her agency signed a contract with a Canadian company to develop the database needed to hold all the animal information.
And the idea is that the states will hold the premise information for their individual states, and then the federal government or a national system will be put in place for the animal tracking.
It's expected once Wisconsin gets a working plan, other states will adopt the idea. So far, the one flaw in Wisconsin's plan is it's still voluntary. Susan Barocher says Canada started out that way but has moved to a mandatory system. Meanwhile, the million-dollar grant still needs approval by the U.S. Senate. Last year, the state received $750,000. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.